When a popular restaurant closes in New Orleans, it can be big news. The same goes when word gets around that a well-known restaurant will continue, though with new owners. We're seeing that play out at widely different restaurants again and again lately. Each one may have landed as a surprise, but the overall arc of these stories is not surprising at all. Take your pick of terms: tumultuous, vexing, unprecedented. These are a few of the words you could use to describe the last few years for all of us, and that has registered with an especially sharp edge in the hospitality business. It's no wonder that people who may have been on the verge of retiring found their way to that decision earlier, or that others saw opportunities to sell perhaps that much more appealing. Examples have proliferated of familiar names where new owners have stepped up, to wit: Station 6, a modern rendition of the New Orleans Seafood House in Bucktown, which still packs the house. Gautreaux's, which doesn't even have a sign outside and is so low-key it feels a bit like an uptown private dining club, but which really functions as a repository of the finer points of fine dining. Hi Hat Cafe on Ferret Street, which brings a fresh edge to the idea of a New Orleans neighborhood joint. Fury's in Metairie, which truly is an old classic neighborhood joint. Congregation Coffee in Algiers Point, Mimi's Bar and Grill in Chalmette, even St. Rock Market, the food hall, they're all in that number. So is one of the city's oldest restaurants, Pascal's Manali, the uptown Creole Italian institution. It's been around for more than a century, it's home to barbecue shrimp and a beloved stand-up oyster bar, and it's now part of the Dickey Brennan Restaurant Group. The best kind of restaurants carry some of the character and personality of the people who created them and run them. Handing that over is a lot harder than handing over the keys, but these examples show it can be done. For us, the avid lovers of New Orleans restaurants out there, the upshot is valued places that continue to carry on. I'm glad they're still here, and I'm here to say cheers to that. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.
Don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.